Jen Sabella joins us with extremely local news. That's what we call it, from Block Club Chicago. Good morning, Jen. Let's talk about what's happening on the far south side. Is boil order still in effect?
It has been lifted. Good morning, Bob. I'm grateful since I live here, so I had to, you know, boil our water yesterday. You don't realize how often you just turn the sink on and expect to use your water until you can't do it anymore.
Right.
But it is the third time in the last few years that the area surrounding the Roseland pumping station down here has been forced to a boil order. They blamed it on a water main break after all the heavy rain we got on Tuesday night. But fortunately, they tested it for bacteria, and they said all is well now. There's some information on our website and at the water department's website about how to flush your pipes if you have not used your water in a few days, essentially just running cold water for about 30 minutes. So you can get more information there. But yeah, they had to give out like hundreds of cases of water yesterday. It was the talk of the neighborhood, but it sounds like we're all in the clear now.
Auburn, Gresham, Morgan Park, Beverly, everybody there affected by that for sure. And coming to Chicago, it's Riot Fest. Actually, might be moving to the suburbs, right?
Yeah, so Riot Fest is moving to Bridgeview and the suburbs, even though it's not too far outside of the city. It's going to be at the SeatGeek Stadium, and they, after being kind of getting a lot of pushback from being held in Douglas Park, which I know you and I have talked about quite a bit, just some of these festivals getting pushback from being in public parks in the city. So they're moving to this to Bridgeview, and they are going to offer shuttle buses to folks living in the city. For $30 a day, you can get rides to and from the festival, and they have pickup points throughout the city at different music venues and bars. From the north side to the west side, across to the near south side. So, yeah, you can still get out there, since a lot of people were saying, hey, this isn't very convenient for public transportation, whereas Douglas Park was right off the CTA Pink Line. But there still is an option with these shuttle buses. So they're hoping that people still come out despite the move to the burbs.
And when is the date on that, Jen?
That is in September.
Okay.
It is September 20th, 21st, and 22nd.
Let's talk about an idea that I think is really going to be popular, a boat tour where you can bring your dog.
This is so cute. Mercury, Chicago Skyline Cruise Line, is launching its popular canine cruise series. It starts on Saturday, and it's offering dog-friendly boat tours every weekend through October 13th. These tours go through the river and along the Lake Michigan for a view of the skyline, and you just can put your pup in your lap and take the dog out for a boat ride instead of a walk. Really cute photos on their website, and the prices are $42 for adults, $19 for children, and $10 per dog. So if you have several dogs, you're going to have to pay there. And they're going to have a special Halloween cruise in October, but you can check the schedule on our website and on Mercury's website for more information.
That'll be going on every weekend through October 13th. The cruises leave at 11:15 a.m. Saturday and Sunday from Mercury's dock there along the Riverwalk. And you know what? I mean, no matter what boat you take, what cruise, architecture tour, or the river cruise, if you go on the lake, whatever it is, I mean, it's the greatest thing to do around here, and it's a number one tourist attraction. And I don't know about you, Jim, but whenever we have visitors, we take them on that on one of those boats, and I never get tired of it. You always learn something new too, don't you? It's a different world from
exactly.
The water.
Yeah, it always blows people away too, especially if they aren't familiar with the Great Lakes. They're like, wow, this is really a big lake.
Mm-hmm.
My friends from the coast are always surprised. So, and it's just a beautiful view. It's a great way to see the city.
Yeah, and especially if you go up and down the river and, you know, on the different branches there, you see things you just don't see when you're driving around. It's spectacular. And this is good news. The Semicolon Bookstore opening on the Magnificent Mile, and they've got a candy store. Is that attached to it? Is that part of it?
Yes. Semicolon Sweets will be attached to Semicolon Books, which is a Black-owned bookstore that really took off during the pandemic. But they've had a hard time with some of their storefronts as rents went up and just keeping the the store in business, but they did get a grant to open on the Mag Mile. So they open tomorrow. This store has gotten a ton of attention, even nationally, for featuring authors of color and nonfiction titles. And just they donate a lot of books to schools and libraries. So they're going to open up, and they have this candy store where they hope to kind of mimic a neighborhood candy store where kids could come in and get, you know, a scoop of gummy bears or whatever, an affordable thing on the Mag Mile. It can be a little pricey if you're walking down Michigan Avenue, but they're hoping to make it a little bit more accessible to, you know, high school kids who took the train down that day can come in and get some candy, read some books. And yeah, their grand opening is tomorrow at noon.
We'll have to check that out. The ground floor of the Wrigley Building on Michigan Avenue. More at blockclubchicago.org. Jen, thank you very much. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you then. Have a good one.